Hello, everybody. Good morning. It is Wednesday morning. The podcast is a little bit late today. That's my fault. Had a busy day yesterday, and God knows Brandon doesn't help me with
Yeah.
Actually, maybe I shouldn't bring that up, because towards the end of this episode, you'll hear Brandon and I get into a bit of an argument. He pretty much yells at me, and I didn't quite know how to handle it in the moment. So it's kind of like inconclusive, but you can hear the conclusion of the argument on our Patreon page. It was basically a conversation that couldn't have been done with our guests on today's episode. So Brandon and I waited for them to leave, and then we recorded this bonus episode, which, again, you can get on our Patreon page. It's patreon.com/I'm Sorry Dad. And we're posting weekly vlogs, pod vlogs, behind-the-scenes footage of every podcast, and also bonus episodes. So just toss us a donation, and we can maybe eventually start paying our rent, keep this ship afloat, buy some new swaggy equipment. But yeah, our Patreon page is something we're going to work very hard on, because we are running out of money. And it's kind of scaring us, definitely scaring me. So I'll put a link to the Patreon page in this description, or you can just go to patreon.com/I'm Sorry Dad and make a donation and get some bonus content. See how Brandon and I handled our conflict. Also on this episode, you're going to hear Marlon Webb and Luke Flip. I did a web series with Marlon and Luke called The Lab Rats, and that's dropping on the Zeus Network July 13th. Zeus is a network created by King Batch, Amanda Cerny, and Daystorm Power, and it's a platform for influencers. It's really hard to find good content on Instagram and YouTube these days because it's just oversaturated with bullshit. So Zeus has picked some of the, I guess, the best influencers. And I don't know. I'm associated with that. So I got involved with the show called The Lab Rats that I co-wrote, co-directed, co-starred, co-edited, co-slaved over with Marlon Webb and Luke Flip. So there'll also be a link for that show in the description of this pod. Please click that link once July 13th hits, and check out our web series. It's wacky and it's crazy, and we talk all about it on this episode. So, what else? I was kind of in a weird mood during this. I was kind of having a bad day, but that's okay. I just listened back. I sound kind of angry. I just don't really sound like myself. Like I said, I had a bad day, but it's okay. That's not how the song goes. So, patreon.com/I'm Sorry Dad. You will see the bonus episode and the vlog. I'm going to try to get it done tonight. It might be up tomorrow, which is Thursday. Anyways, before I start rambling, because God knows I will, let's just get this episode started. So enjoy this episode with Marlon Webb and Luke Flip from the Zeus Network's The Lab Rats. Enjoy. Welcome back to the pod. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Rye.
How are you?
Dude, so good. How are you?
The best.
That's good.
Everything is going perfectly. Our assistant just quit. Marlon, trying to think of a joke for. Marlon's here.
Hey,
Marlon
I'm
Webb.
Here.
Marlon Webb, everybody. And we're joined us for the first time on the pod, Luke Flip.
Hey.
Nervous?
No, I'm cool. This is my first podcast ever, actually.
Ever?
That's what I just said.
Ever?
Right, off to a good note.
Yeah, really?
Ever. I did, yeah, ever.
Cool.
I've done some radio.
How do you feel about it?
Some television. Never a podcast.
Keep that mic up on your lips.
Oh,
dude.
Sorry.
We could tell you've never done it.
Have these been sanitized?
No, not at all.
Easy on the talking over each other, guys.
Hey, guys, I'm going to sneeze.
Content. Hey, Ken, am I loud enough? All right, I'm great. So are you.
I don't know about that.
All right, so this is a special episode because Marlon, Luke, and I, or me, what's the correct grammar? Who cares? We have a web series dropping on July 13th called Lab Rats, or The Lab Rats. No one can decide.
Yeah, I think it's Lab Rats.
Lab Rats. with
I think
Z.
The Lab Rats is better.
It's whatever the poster says.
Okay.
So it's the Lab Rats.
Or whatever shows, however it shows up on the app.
Do you guys all play Lab Rats? All voice little Lab Rats?
You know what it's about, Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon, you were in it, so why are you playing
dumb? I'm trying to get some mileage out of this joke. You know, you're like little Lab Rats, and you're like, maybe Luke's like, man, I can't get the cheese today. And then Rye's character, maybe your name is like Chester or something. You're like, I'll help you out.
Follow me. And then Marlon's the evil rat. The rat.
Why
king.
Am I the evil one?
Because we need an antagonist, and we already concluded that me and Luke are the protagonists. So you're the devil.
Antagonist.
Antagonist.
Oh,
nice try trying to trap me in a racial thing.
I tried.
We were all thinking.
I really tried.
So yeah, all right. Hey, Brandon, we're pretty much your guest today.
Oh yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna interview you guys then.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, so you guys made a web series on a new application called Zeus. Yep. What is Zeus?
Luke, go for it.
Zeus. I asked you, Ryan. Luke, don't speak. Oh, right.
Zeus.
You're really hostile interviewer. I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure I asked Rye, but Luke, go ahead.
Zeus is going to be a video on demand app. Uh-huh. So it'll have 30 shows from content creators all over the internet. Mm. Some scripted, some talk shows. Mm. I think a lot of comedy. But yeah, so it should be cool mm-hmm. app. Cool new app.
And it's a platform created by King Batch himself and Amanda Cerny and Daystorm Power.
Ooh.
Yay, yay.
And it's not necessarily content creators all over the internet. It's really just in North Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's all the people that were huge on Vine and then now are kind of huge on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, this is either North Hollywood, Studio City. It's not just in LA. Just LA.
Yeah, just LA people. Yeah, it's not just it's LA. Not, it's not all inclusive.
No. It's like Daystorm Power's friends and then through association, me and Luke.
Yeah.
So that's how that
you guys got the scraps.
So thanks, Marlon.
I just want to go on record and say I think it's great. And the opportunities they gave these people are amazing.
No, I didn't say it wasn't great.
Yeah, I was
talking about
it. I don't know why you said it like that.
I wasn't looking at anyone. I was just saying stuff.
Talk about a suck up.
Hey,
you think you're going to get a higher pay from Destorm?
Wow.
Hey, Luke, I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you a rapper? Then why the fuck are you cupping the mic?
Oh.
Why the fuck are you cupping the mic like a fucking rapper?
They're never going to come back to this podcast, right? It's far too aggressive. Okay, wait. Let's bring the tension down, fellas, all okay? Because right. I can sense a lot of it right now. Ever since that racial thing between you and Rye, you and Marlon. So, okay, so let's bring it back down. What is everyone's least favorite race? Go.
Oh, my God.
All right, fine. We won't do that question. Now let's do a different question.
So close to answering.
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
On your interview style. Mm-hmm. Our audience hasn't met Luke yet, so maybe we can get some background on Luke.
Luke, what's your name?
It's Luke Flip.
Cool. All right, Lab Rats. Let us know. Okay, Luke. Okay, so what's going on with you? Huh? Where are you from? What's your deal? What's your business? No, really. Where are you from? I don't know that much about you. All I know about you is that
you have a mustache.
You have a mustache. You're very mysterious. I didn't know you were gay until about 5 months into meeting you. That's it.
Wow.
That's really
I've
it.
Known you for about a year. That's it?
Yeah. It was 5 months into meeting you.
Here I am thinking we're pretty good friends, but no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm from Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a family of two sisters and me.
Two sisters?
Two older sisters.
Mm-hmm. What got you interested in the arts, aside from being gay? Aside from being born with it,
I don't know. I was in drama club in high school.
Loser.
And I've just always been an entertainer. Marlon loves this story, actually. When I was born with my umbilical cord wrapped around my neck. So I like to say, I've always been performing because I came out and I stole the show. That hospital room had no idea what hit them.
Nice.
So,
don't know why he said, I love that story.
He does.
Man, we came so close to losing it.
Yeah, within moments. So I've always been dramatic. I've always had a flair for an entrance. You know what I mean? I make an entrance.
Yeah.
Steve Martin, according to his book, was born standing up. Talk about painful birth. Hey, I do comedy. So, Luke,
we're really selling people on watching Lab Rats right now. No, okay, Luke. So you came to L.A. When?
We don't have to do this.
No, I want to ask these questions. I want to ask. I don't want to do it either. Rye just fucking said, Brett, what should have you, Luke? I already know Luke. I don't. But when did you come to LA?
I came actually about 2 years ago, the end of June, 2 years ago.
What for? To pursue the arts, your dreams, your hopes?
I want to be a star.
I want to be a star.
No one could see my neck flip like that, but I did do a neck flip.
Luke did a very flamboyant neck flip.
Easy, you can see it on the camera.
Oh.
Yeah, we're on YouTube, I think.
Lucky us. Yeah, I came about 2 years ago. Just wanted to act, do comedy.
Sure.
Pretty much anything that makes me not have a real job.
Yeah.
So
was that been a big fear of yours, is having a real job?
I wouldn't say fear, but a motivator. I'm just super lazy. Mm. I used to work at a dry cleaners for like 4 years.
Whoa.
Didn't do much.
What'd you do there?
Not much. Just kind of tagged some shirts and that's it.
Do you smoke weed in the job?
Oh yeah. Like way too much. I don't know how I got away with it. Actually, one time I was getting high in the back after shift and my boss's daughter snuck in through the back, like probably 2 feet from where I was, but I was behind the store. Uh-huh. And then I caught her stealing money, but I couldn't even say anything because I was there getting high.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So that's.
Sort of ratted yourself out. Sort of.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm very slow today. How was everyone's day?
It's been cool.
It's been good.
Cool.
So Luke, chill. Luke, how did me and you meet?
That was my next question.
I met Marlon on Tinder.
Oh.
Okay. That's
well, that doesn't seem real.
No, I'm kidding. Marlon is straight beyond what people think on the internet. But Marlon is straight. I'm kidding. All right, I'm going to stop.
What did I ask?
Okay, we met at a party in Salem, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. It was my friend's birthday party. We had a mutual, I wouldn't say friend at the time, but colleague.
Yeah.
And then I saw him. I knew he was from the app.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the name.
Vine.
But he was from Vine, and we talked.
Why didn't you want to say the name?
I feel like
was someone going to kill you?
You guys
want
to talk about it enough. No one wants to talk about Vine. You know what I mean? Like, how do you feel since Vine stopped? You know, no one. Anyway,
you're just referencing an app. You know, it's not like it's going to mean. Oh my God, we start crying.
Yeah,
we'd be fine.
Anyways,
relapse.
So we met. We hit it off. Sparks were flying. The stars were spelling out friendship. Uh-huh. It was just we clicked. That's from my point of view, at least.
Yeah, that's definitely from your point of view. The first time me and Luke linked up, he wore a Nazi coat to the shoot.
Whoa.
And asked us to do a Hitler. Well, actually, he made a Hitler salute in a Vine video. That was his idea.
It was 2016.
After that, we were like, yeah, let's definitely not link up with him again.
Mm. But we did.
Yeah.
And again, and I hammered through until we built a friendship without his consent. It was a plan in the works for at least six months.
Huh.
And you used to be like Marlon's editor pretty much, right? Friend/editor/.
I suppose that's how I got.
You were my editor?
I used to edit your videos sometimes.
I thought it was like.
What, for Vine?
No, not Vine, YouTube.
For YouTube?
That's how I got like into chilling with you guys, just by being your worker.
That's not true.
That's how friendships are built,
that's
right?
That's not true. You were in the video that we did on the roof of collab.
No, I know. I used to edit a few schizophrenia YouTube videos.
Yeah. Cool.
And then we have a pulsating friendship ever since.
Pulsating.
And then me and Marlon started making IG videos. And then you came up with an idea for Lab Rats. And then we had an opportunity to make this idea come to fruition.
True, true.
Which is the Zeus platform, July 13th, dropping somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere.
And then me, Marlon, and Luke co-wrote, co-starred, co-directed, and co-slaved through one of the most painful experiences.
Be careful with the word slaved.
Easy now, Marlon. Jesus.
That's two.
But yeah, this Lab Rats project... Luke came up with the premise, and then we all wrote it, and we wrote like three times as much as we had to, it turned out. We had some miscommunication issues.
Yeah.
That wasn't Zeus's problem, but it happened, and we worked like way too hard.
So what's the premise of the show? Give me a log line.
The premise are three broke dudes living in LA who test, I guess, experimental medicine for a living, so to see what the side effects will be long term. And every episode is just kind of a one-off on the side effects and how we deal with our lives thus forward.
Okay.
And the side effect, it's illegal drug testing. Illegal.
Oh, it's illegal drug testing.
Illegal. Making making the writing more options for the writing, because we could just make up our own drugs with our own side effects.
Are you guys all playing yourselves, or is like Marlon's name like Chad?
We have our own names.
Yeah, we actually had that conversation before.
Really?
I kind of wanted to change the names, but...
Yeah.
Basically, we ran out of time. Or like
we were too lazy to...
To make up names?
Yeah. That's the truth. We were too lazy to do that.
Easier to play ourselves.
Because we knew we'd just fuck it up like when we were shooting it. You know what I mean?
You might say Ryan.
Hey, Luke. You know what I mean? Instead of, hey, Chad.
Yeah.
Sure.
Chad.
And let's see, what are the drugs that we test?
It's muscle relaxers, then it's a gay pill, then it's like a cum spray, like it makes you orgasm a bunch, and then it's like a evil device that tries to take over our lives.
Kind of like an evil Alexa.
Did you guys all write each episode in a room, or did you like individually write each episode differently? Like meaning like Luke, you wrote one, Rye, you wrote one, Marlon, you wrote one, and then sometimes you guys wrote one all together.
Yeah, well, we all had our different episodes assigned, and then we'd write them, and then we'd give our input on each one.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But we all came up with the ideas for, like, what's the drug? What are the side effects? And we all wrote the outline.
Right. Yeah, we all wrote the outline.
Yeah.
And boy, oh, boy. It was tough.
Yeah.
We wrote...
You guys seemed like you're in a haze when we were... Because I was in one for a second, and it was only there for an hour, but you guys, like, it's very, renegade bare bones in a good way. You guys were filming with... Basically just the sound guy and just the cameraman.
Yeah, it was tough.
That was it.
We had to play a lot of different roles production-wise.
Yeah.
Could get exhausting.
And I think the worst part, the worst part was how much writing we did and then how much we had to cut out.
Yeah.
More than half.
Why'd you have to cut out writing? Oh, it's because, what is it? Is it like Zeus doesn't allow for longer than...
It just wasn't in budget, pretty much.
Oh, gotcha.
What they were giving us time to film for, we couldn't do. I think we have like four other episodes we wrote.
Yeah.
And two of them were like amazing. Like two of them that we didn't get to film are so good. Not that all of them aren't good, but like I remember one, the high school one is especially...
That was one that you were like proud of, but you couldn't film
because of budget. But yeah, that one would have been really hard. So we had to make some choices and pick the four that seemed the most feasible to do.
Yep. Is there like a through line for this whole thing? Meaning, or is it each one just a random, and then the season just like ends?
Each one is a random.
Each one's just a random thing.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And you're all not, and you're all playing yourselves.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And you're all broke in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
is it based off of real life? Have you thought about doing this before or something?
I actually did do some clinical testing back in Boston. I did an asthma thing where I would take a puff of an inhaler, which either had drugs in it or it was a placebo. And then I'd take some breathing tests and I got paid like $1,000 for it, something like that. I did it for like 3 weeks, maybe 2,000 total.
Yeah.
It wasn't like all day. It was just
and
like,
you're just like, man, there's a show here. That's what your thought was.
No, I was like, man, this sucks. But I got a lot of French homework done during those testing. I did a lot of homework in the lab. And I thought about doing sleep testing where I'd be in a hospital for like 2 weeks straight with no access to phones or friends and just be monitoring my sleep, which is what your mom does, doesn't she?
Yeah. My mom is a sleep technician that monitors people's sleep cycles.
Yeah.
We can talk about that for about 20 minutes if you want. Because that's really what people want to hear.
Let's take a nap.
Yeah, I'm down for that, honestly. But okay, so you guys...
I mean, it's what our listeners are doing right now, because Luke's being so bad at this podcast. Just kidding.
I thought about being a sperm donor. I still think about it. I'm still thinking about it.
I tried. I got denied.
Would you be able to live like with the fact that you would have a kid somewhere that you just don't
that
know?
That don't have to support? Yes.
you're okay with like just spreading your seed and just being like, live and let live.
Yeah.
Just like leave them.
Because one of my friends is out here recently. A girl, she donated eggs. Now, it's not the same price, but they flew her out and took care of her hotel and gave her like 10 racks just to donate some eggs, which made me think about sperm, which is like a couple thousand
something
for
like that.
How much?
Pretty sure girls only have a certain amount of eggs, though.
They can do it 5 times. That's the number.
Guys can
do 50K.
She made $50,000 off some eggs.
Well, every time you do it, it's like $10,000.
Wow. Was she here for 5 months because you need to ovulate for?
No. She just this was her 5th time doing it. She's done it.
You can just have eggs extracted from you.
Yeah.
You don't have to like be in your period and just like.
Spill I'm not exactly sure the details of that, to be honest.
But look, we have to find the egg.
She was out here for like two or three weeks, huh? Just like living in a hotel, paid for by them, and they would give her like money for spending and shit.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so if I was a girl, I would have done it 5 times already.
But Luke, you got denied from donating sperm?
I did. I actually never specified, but it was like a rigorous process to like sign up, and you had to go, you had to fill out, like the paperwork was exhausting because it was all about your family and every detail about you. They denied me. They chose my friend though, which wasn't a good feeling.
Is this out here?
This was out here. Yeah, this was at a cryo bank in, I think, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Where?
I forget now where it was, but some cryo bank, I think it was called. Cryo Bank Hollywood, maybe. Something
like
that.
You just went in and got paperwork? How did it work?
Well, you went in. You had to apply.
Tell me in detail how this works.
You applied, then they send you this PDF with all the paperwork, and you electronically fill it out. And then you send it back, and they send you an appointment time. I think this is how it worked. This was right when I got to L.A. I was like, I'll come to L.A. Won't make money, but I can just blow loads because you get a bunch of money for it.
Yeah, what did they call you at?
Like, I forget what it was now, but it was like enough to live off of for like 3 months.
You have no idea what the number was at all?
No,
like,
I forget.
Can't even like guess like a ballpark number.
I could text my friend, he would probably remember.
Yeah, text him now.
I'll ask, but I got denied. But
you got denied, but your friend got accepted.
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel like you're at a bar and a girl just like goes for your friend instead of you?
It was just whack, and he didn't even end up doing it. He just was like uncomfortable with it.
But he had the knowledge of knowing that his semen was stronger than yours.
Oh, our former assistant Ken just looked it up. Sperm donors are in high demand. As a sperm donor, you can earn as much as $1,000 per month.
Okay, that's about right. I thought
I was going to say 1 grand per load. That's like a lot.
That would have been, oh my God.
I would be like fucking Scarface.
And fuck those kids.
It actually says per load.
Per load.
They actually don't let gay people donate sperm. So
yeah, why is that
true?
I think it's. I actually don't know why.
Oh, because you could be at risk for HIV.
Yeah, probably something like that. Babies can be born with AIDS. It's crazy.
Anyways, your show, the lab rats. Let's get it back on.
Yeah,
that was a good little storyline, though. Have you ever done anything like that?
Donated sperm?
Or not that, just like tested a drug or anything like that.
No, I've never. No, I don't. Well, I don't usually take drugs, like prescription stuff, but I. So I've never. I didn't even know that was a thing that people could do. I thought that was something that they literally performed on lab rats, not people.
Nah.
That's an actual thing.
No,
that's
they have to take it to human testing eventually.
That's how they're able to sell them.
Yep.
I would like to donate a few loads, probably.
How about me and you?
Combine.
Check out this cryo bank that Luke is talking about.
Sure.
And like, you know, buddy system, we can do it together. That way, you know, we just feel more comfortable doing it.
Should we mix ours together to make like, you know?
I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can do that.
Would that work? Like, let's say two guys.
That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They mix it together.
But only like one sperm makes it. So it's going to be either mine or yours.
Oh, it wouldn't be like both of our sperms.
No. Unless, imagine like two made it somehow.
Yeah.
So like the girl had like twins or whatever. Like one was like from me, one was from you. Or it was like a swirly between the two. I don't know. That's just crazy. But I'm pretty sure only one makes it.
Oh.
How do twins work?
Twins are from two sperms, I mean two sperms made it. No, excuse me. They split later. That's what it is. They split.
So it's still from one sperm.
Yeah.
Pre-cum. Would your babies get made from that as well?
Yeah.
I mean, they can. Cum.
Really?
It's possible, yeah.
I looked it up.
Because there's swimmers in there.
Pre-cum is usually doesn't contain sperm at all. It's a liquid that clears your urethra in preparation for your sperm to come out. But sometimes sperm does get in the pre-cum, and you can get your girlfriend pregnant from pre-cum.
Could you imagine getting your girlfriend pregnant from pre-cum but still pulling out? You didn't even like get the feeling of doing that.
But
you still have a child now.
Yeah, that would suck.
You get the worst of both worlds.
Yeah, that was
too bad.
Joe Rogan had
bad.
Joe Rogan had a kid through the pullout method, but maybe he just didn't pull out in time.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think you either got to go all or nothing when it comes to that, you know? Either wear a condom or don't.
So when you don't wear a condom, you just blow loads into girls?
Yeah, I have like 8 illegitimate children.
Nice.
Well, then this whole sperm bank thing should be no problem for you.
Oh, no, not at all.
What are your kids' names? Do you know?
Frederick.
nice.
Steven. Franz Ferdinand. Mm. Hoobastank.
Oh, cool.
Hoobastank.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
So and, twins. You got twins there.
Yeah.
Or like triplets, technically, because like Hootie would be one of the triplets.
Yeah.
And the Blowfish would be the other two.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah, Blowfish is plural.
Yeah. It's true.
And singular.
And singular.
Oh, and the other four, I don't know what happened to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't name those ones.
Have you guys ever had a pregnancy scare?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's like, well, never mind. What the fuck? You asked a question, and when I answered, like, what? What are you talking about? Like, you weren't expecting anybody to say yes.
Well, you're so young and new to your sexual experiences.
It's true. But, I mean, yeah, but, like... But
what, like, what does that mean? You're like, you jerked off in your girl. You're like, can you take a plan, bro?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I jerked off in front of somebody, and then I was afraid she was going to get pregnant. That's not what happened. Never mind. Luke, have you ever gotten a girl pregnant?
No.
I recently had one. It wasn't a legitimate one. Just my girlfriend was having pains in her stomach, abdominal area, and we weren't wearing a condom. I didn't blow a load in her, but she took a pregnancy test just to feel better. Wow. She's very not pregnant, so.
So that's considered a pregnancy scare then?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, we were scared she might be pregnant.
Sure. What was it?
She just had like some female pain. It was like her period. It was like lasting too long. I don't really know.
Female pains. Aren't they all?
But yeah, being a girl apparently is terrible. A lot of just like issues with the bod.
Uh-huh.
A lot of pain in your vag. I think it's in your vag.
Yeah.
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 Anyways, is this a terrible episode?
Marlon, have you ever accidentally almost gotten a girl pregnant? I feel like...
I don't think so.
You haven't. I was about to say, I feel like you have. I don't know why. Because aren't you the oldest out of all of us other than Rye?
What was that supposed to mean?
I don't know. You've lived longer, so therefore you would have more experiences fucking and then more experiences possibly fucking without a condom.
No, I haven't had any scares.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you once eat out a girl and like your mic wasn't turned off and everyone in the studio heard it?
No, that did not happen. That was... yeah. There was a time when we were shooting Lab Rats, and like when we were editing it, like, you know how everyone's like all labbed up and shit.
Yeah.
So like we were shooting a different shot.
Uh-huh.
If I explain this right, we're shooting a shot with this specific actress, not in the shot, but her lav mic was still on.
Yeah.
And while we're shooting the shot, you could hear her moaning. And she was like downstairs or something like that. So they were all trying to tell me that I was eating her out during the shot. But that wasn't the case.
Did you ever find out why?
We didn't.
No.
Speculation still runs high.
What episode is that from?
The pilot.
Yeah. Watch out for that sound bite in the pilot. You guys leave it in. It's like in Three Men and a Baby with the ghost there.
Yeah,
it's like the moaning.
Right.
The moaning.
No, all jokes aside, it was nuts. Like some rubs or something was going on. But
yeah.
She we won't name that names. Feels so good. Like,
no, she does.
So good.
Yeah, did
are
she
you being
did.
Serious?
With a large moan,
like a.
But it was like
so
it was like far away from her almost. Like we didn't hear it very clear. We had to really. They can't see me leaning, but I'm leaning. You know.
Yeah.
Right, the camera over there saw me.
So
but yeah, we had to. It was just controversy. It was running
so
high.
Weird.
That's pretty strange. You guys got some urban myths on this show already.
Yeah. Geez.
Holy fuck.
It's pretty cool. I had my first on-screen kiss. On Lab Rats.
It's hot.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was really
confirmed.
You're nervous?
That was a good one.
Yeah. This is my friend Zara Mizrahi, a hilarious stand-up comedian. We've never kissed in real life. We're just buddies, but like we're prepping for it. It's like, all right, here we go. I'm gonna kiss you.
Did you cast her in the show?
Yeah.
Mm.
Just so I could kiss her.
Just so you can kiss her, huh?
But,
man, what a dog.
It was all right. We were both nervous, but once we started kissing, just, we didn't stop. And we actually, there's a sex scene in this series.
It wasn't written, it was improv.
We said cut, and they just kept going.
Yeah. And we kept it in, because, I mean, like, you can't get that footage again.
I mean, yeah, no, we definitely saved the footage.
Yeah.
Me and Luke were editing and just watching it over and over.
There's a 30-minute episode. 5 minutes of it. This is the setup. It's 25 minutes.
Just Rye. Just
that's the second episode, though, so people can look out for Rye.
Rye's
kissing.
You can't give him everything in the pilot. You gotta keep it coming back.
15-minute sex scene.
So, yeah, in the pilot episode, which is muscle relaxers, right?
Yeah.
You can look out for some sound effects of Marlon eating out a girl. And the second episode, when my kissing scene ends, just know that it kept going. But I hope to have a pregnancy scare with my friend Zara Mizrahi, who I kissed, because our kids would have incredible hair. We have a live read to do, guys. It's about hair loss.
Oh, I was like, what? And then, okay. Well, what's the, is this for Hims?
It's for Hims, bud.
Hims.
It's for Hims.
Hims.
Hims is a one-stop shop.
Hims.
Place for men and young men of all ages. No, it's probably 18 plus. Mm. But Hims is probably good for you, Brandon. You're concerned about your hair.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in my family's bald.
Yeah, well, Hims is like a supplement that prevents you from going bald.
Really? So it's like Roggen.
It's like what?
Roggen.
Ooh, yeah, we can't say another brand name.
That's why I didn't.
Very smart.
He's doing this.
66% of men lose their hair by age 35. That's you, Brandon. The thing is, when you start to notice your hair loss, it's too late. But not for Brandon. You could just
Why are you using me as an example?
Because you're afraid of losing your hair.
Yeah, but I'm 23. That's just what you do when you're 23. You're just like, oh, because that's the age where it can start to happen.
Well, that's not what happened to me, but. But what? But?
Did you say but or but? Okay, so tell me more about Hims. Tell me more about the great benefits of Hims.
Well, let me ask you this, Brandon.
Yep.
How will you feel a year from now if you've lost more hair than you already have?
Probably just like go on a bender. Maybe like wind up in the back alley of a Sizzler somewhere. Oh, it's another brand.
Why do guys turn to weird solutions like benders and stuff when they can turn to medicine and science? You got to go to forhims.com/dad and you'll get super cheap, scientifically proven results. Sorry, I have Ralph's cat hair all over my face now. Forhims.com/dad, Brandon.
Uh-huh.
Order some Hims.
Yeah.
And stop that disgusting hair loss you have going on.
You got it. You hear that, guys? If you lose all your hair, you're disgusting.
And the cool part is, order now and our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. And this would cost, like I said, it would cost a lot more if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. I'm not sure if I said that, but, you know, we're new to doing these reads, so bear with us, everyone listening. At least you're making it organic. So before we go...
Really? Because that was the most unorganic thing I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, we're trying here.
I know.
So go to forhims.com/dad. That's forhims.com/dad. Forhims.com/dad. All right, back
to the end of it.
So, like, I'm excited to have a baby with Zara because cool. I have perfect hair and...
Yeah, and she has good hair, probably.
And I'm glad that I didn't need Hims during the scene because Hims also has, like, erectile dysfunction supplements. Bunch of stuff for
It's called Propatia. Propatius.
I don't know.
That's the supplement that they use. It's a thing for your... Yeah, I've looked it up.
You look up Hims?
No, not Hims. Hims uses a pill that is readily... Never mind. That you could buy at any store.
But anyways, yeah, the whole kissing scene, awkward. But once we started kissing, I was just like, oh, I'm just kissing a girl.
Yeah.
And, like, then it was over, and it was fine. It actually was, like, loosened... I think it loosened everybody up. Although, Marlon, you were sleeping during that, I think.
I think I was sleeping in the next room, yes.
So that's so professionally.
Yeah, but I watched the footage. I watched it over.
So how did the whole directing thing go? Who directed the episodes?
We kind of all just directed it.
You each... So, like, What do you mean? Like all three of you at the same time directed each one?
Depending on who,
so it's three directors at once.
If it was like someone's like scene that they spent, you know, I don't know. Some people had scenes that were they knew better than most. So
sure.
Yeah.
They had the vision for it, I suppose. So some people took, like one of us would take over primarily.
Yep.
So it sounds like you guys all did this completely collaboratively, and there was not like a. It wasn't like Luke just like wrote and then directed all these episodes and you guys were in them. It's like you guys acted, directed, and wrote all these together.
Yeah, this was a total collab thing for sure.
Luke did most of the editing, thank God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hours and hours in the editing room.
Unnecessary. I'm Premiere, really.
Who do you think is the best actor out of all of you?
Oh, fun fact. Wow. I was brutally depressed during the whole process.
Why?
So I wonder how my acting is. I haven't even watched it.
Okay, wait. So, who's the best actor out of all of you? Go.
Marlon or Luke?
Well, then Luke's going to say Rye or Marlon, and then Marlon's going to say
me.
I would
definitely say me.
Okay.
I have the most formal training. No, I don't know. No, I think we're all good at different things.
What's your favorite episode?
Yeah, what do you think?
No one has seen it yet, but for people to like look out for, like, what's your favorite episode?
The Cum Pills.
Yeah, Cum Pills, I think, really.
Cum Pills.
Cum Spray.
What's
the title of it?
Is it Cum Spray?
I think it's called Beware the Cum Trails.
Like Cum Trails?
No, I got it.
Okay.
We just wanted to make sure. But yeah, it goes on some crazy places. Yeah.
Sure.
But hey, let's watch our trailer. We got a 1 minute trailer here, which our listeners can hear.
Stay them home.
Yeah.
Yo, what the fuck is going on in here, yo?
Oh, there's me.
Three broke ass losers. Looking for cash.
Oh my.
Become test subjects.
Start with one of these. The sex stimulant. 200 times more likely to achieve orgasm. It's very potent and harmful. So be careful, you fucking idiots.
What were you doing?
Scratching my penis.
This is Marlon, and that's Ryan.
Marlon, your penis is filling with blood. Why are you getting an erection?
Wackiness.
Okay, so can my little sister watch that? She's about 7.
No.
Oh.
Definitely not.
Explicit.
What?
I have no lines in that trailer.
You guys do.
They spelled my name
wrong.
Why
the hell is that, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to bring this back up again to call back to some racial tension. Why is that?
We actually,
I got your back, Marlon.
We didn't edit that.
Don't talk. I got your back.
No, it's fine. It was edited by black people. So whatever it is completely fine because they're black.
Oh, so it's like the editing Moonlight.
Wait, what?
Moonlight was made by black people. And the editing of this was all black people. So it's like the editing. It's like Moonlight for editing.
Brandon, let's change the subject. Yeah, so we also had to cast the series.
That was
really hard.
Yeah, just like working with all our friends. People like no showing. Canceling. I canceled one day just because I didn't sleep the night before. I was like, I can't. And shit, it just took so long to do. And thankfully, the end result I hear is awesome. Even Zeus told us, like, dude, your show is fucking hilarious. That was good to hear.
Yeah, yeah, I was about to say, how's the response been from like, well, you just told me, but like, have you shown? So it's like, it's getting positive reception so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, from the people that have seen it.
Well, yeah, the thing about it is ours is like 15 minutes long, like a few episodes.
Yeah.
So
are zoo shows typically like what, like 3 minutes?
I think
somewhere like 3 minutes.
I think between 2 and 5.
Really?
I think.
Oh, so this is like a YouTube/Netflix merging thing.
Yeah.
That's what Zeus is, because YouTube can be any length, and so can Netflix at a certain point. But Netflix shows, there can't be like a 5 minute Netflix show.
Right.
You know, so like it's like YouTube/. Because everybody on there is a digital creator, hence YouTube. But it's all very professionally shot, it seems, because that looked very professionally shot, hence Netflix. So
you got it.
Cool.
Yeah.
okay.
I think a lot of shows on there are like 2 to 5 minutes, like Luke said. But Zeus likes us because ours were a lot longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's making them look more legit. Makes us look more legit. But man, if only people knew how suicidal I was during this shoot.
Yeah.
I guess they do now.
Well, they know now.
Yeah. If you can see the sadness in Rye's eyes, an Easter egg.
I'm good now. It drops July 13th, which is what? Friday?
Friday. Yep.
This Friday.
Yeah. This Friday.
And we'll be promoting to our fans on social media a certain promo code or something.
Yeah.
Where I think they pay $3.99 a month, is it?
For Zeus?
I think so.
So it's a paid thing.
It's a pay. Yeah, you gotta pay
for it.
And then we get a percentage of that. Mm, and hopefully this works out. Because, like we've mentioned before, I don't get brand deals anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you just got hymns?
It's true.
Yeah, yeah. And you could, too, if you become our new sidekick.
What an offer.
Our new sidekick.
Assistant
sales. What an offer.
Well, here's the thing, guys. I'm very excited because when I did my little part on your little sketch show, I was very... No, I was very impressed by how you guys were working.
Thanks, Brandon.
That sounds sarcastic. It's not. I was actually genuinely impressed.
Cool.
And I can't wait to see...
You have a pretty vital role, actually. You're the one who tells us about the doctor, so thanks for being
here. Is that the pilot?
That's the pilot.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah, you're without your character...
Whoa.
There would be no plot.
Wow.
It's true.
Man.
We actually written someone else different for the role, but...
Really?
Yeah, you were like the third person on the list.
I think fourth.
Cool.
Maybe fourth.
All right, well, you don't have to keep going down.
Still crushed it, though.
Yeah, did still crushed a good enough job.
Thank you.
Good enough.
All right.
Hey, Ken, how many minutes are we in? 38. Woo!
How long do you guys usually go for?
40.
45 to an hour. Brandon always wants 40, but it never happens.
Yeah.
But we can stop talking about this stupid fucking Zeus shit.
Yeah. Just wrap it up.
Well, I want to talk to you guys about this is something because now you guys all, I mean, I don't know if you did this before the show, but now you've all like written like this. Yeah. I don't know if this is your first foray into writing stuff, but do you guys have any sort of weird like process for that, like collectively or even individually?
As far as writing scripts go, I definitely have to be by myself.
Yeah.
Or like at least... not talking to anyone else.
Gotcha.
Kind of in my own zone.
Okay. You know, do you like lock yourself away for like a few hours and then just like...
Well, not necessarily. I didn't really do that when we were writing. Like, we would like find a space in the corner or whatever, and we'd all just kind of be in our own little worlds writing. Yeah. Or I would write a script at my house by myself.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what about Rye, Luke? Is that kind of the same?
Yeah, I enjoyed our... group writing, coming up with the drugs and the outlines.
Yeah.
But then when it came down to actually writing a script, yeah, definitely. I had to be by myself. We lounged by Luke's pool area. That was a cool day. We felt like we were making it.
Yeah, that sounds like such a 1970 LA writer thing.
Yeah.
We were lounging by the pool. I was drinking Jack. I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
And we got a cabin in Big Bear. That was a cool...
what happened there?
Oh, we rode, of course.
Oh, so you drove up to
all
Big Bear.
All of us went to Big...
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't do
that. Oh, okay.
Luke, writing process?
I don't know. I like writing with people, especially when it's comedy, because, I don't know, it's hard to sit and make jokes by yourself, but I enjoy both.
Well, it's not hard for two of us.
Yeah. I enjoy writing alone and I enjoy writing with people. I think it's both have their pros and cons.
Yeah.
Indeed. So what else do you guys want to talk about?
Zeus is cool, but we can change the subject for sure.
For sure. We got like 15 minutes left.
Whoa. Yeah.
Did you guys prepare any questions for us? You knew we were coming.
No, not at all.
No research?
No, there's never been.
God is on the fly, cut.
You could do some research on your guests.
No, that's not.
Maybe poke into their lives a little bit, you know?
It's too much
like
work.
You guys ever watch Nardwar? You know him?
Nope.
Who?
No, okay. I'm not going to go into it.
I haven't researched that.
Do some research on your guests. You know?
Nah.
No, thanks. It's too much work.
Let's let them do their jobs.
You know what I think that hasn't been done on a podcast? Just like 5 minutes of silence, just so like the listener can feel, you know, the silence. So why don't we just do that for about a minute? Let's just be silent and let the listener just, like, you know, have some silence.
All right, let's try it.
Who is Luke Flip?
Oh. You already fucked it up, you dumb fuck.
Oh, he's Googling.
All right, guys. 3, 2, 1. Silence.
I don't think this is
You're good. An asshole.
I don't think this is good content. Just
yeah, not
just being quiet.
Sorry.
We'll have to edit that out.
No, well, keep not it in.
I mean, I don't edit these.
We're trying to get experimental with this podcast now.
That wasn't a good experiment.
Sometimes you can have silence. There's not always have to be talking all the time. Okay, Marlon, Jesus Louise.
It just wasn't a good it failed. So let's
my birthday is coming up soon. Are you guys Ooh. Sneaking any surprise parties behind my back right now?
When is it?
I shouldn't have Definitely. To tell you.
I'm not on Facebook.
I
don't know anything about me.
Yeah, I know nothing about you. So when's your birthday?
Luke, he's in LA and he's gay. That's all Brandon knows. No, it's July 15th.
July 15th?
Sunday.
Oh, this nice. Sunday.
Turning the big... I'm not going to say it.
You're 25, aren't you?
25.
Oh,
man. Do you want to do anything for it, buddy?
I don't know.
Do you want to go go-karting? You're already dressed.
I would actually love to go go-karting. That sounds fun. But yeah, no, I just, I think birthdays are a little, they're cool, but they're rough.
Why'd you bring it up?
Something to talk about. I like the attention. I just hope you guys have your birthday post ready.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures.
Oh, an appreciation post?
Yeah, like we have pictures together, like pair them up, you know.
Nah. Locked and loaded, dude. Yeah. Hey, didn't you just get a... stuff taken down from Instagram because you were showing your bare ass to the minors?
I did.
Yes, tell us about that.
I did. I think it was actually malicious intent that people had reporting my picture unjustly. People post butts all the time. People with millions of followers post butts. And here I am posting. It was a mosaic. So I don't know if you guys know what a mosaic image is. It's a whole bunch of images that make up an image. Mm. So it was tiny little pictures of my butt that made up a picture of me. And it kept getting taken down. It was ridiculous.
Could you tell that there were, it was mosaic? Or could you just...
You could see
like
the butt. You could see, if you pinched, you could see the butt.
Mm. It was your bare ass? No thong or anything?
No.
I think that's the issue.
Oh, really? If there was a thong, really?
Yeah, because at least that's clothing. It's not nudity.
Well, I've also seen... I've seen nudity on Instagram, and it's usually just, you know, nice asses.
Not raw, bare,
not
hairy.
Not saying that you don't have a nice ass, but
I have a beautiful
the bare
ass.
Asses that I've seen are usually, like, nice.
Mine
are usually girls
hairy
that are in shape.
Asses.
Or, like, artistic people that say my body is my temple, so therefore I
say that
on Instagram.
Brandon, you recently posted a sexy selfie that... you tried to disguise as a joke, but
I knew you were going to bring that up because you always love to do that. You know why you love to do that? Can we talk about this?
What?
Why? No, that kind of makes me a little upset that you just said
why?
That. A little bit, because you did that last time.
What?
I posted a photo that was, to me, it was funny because I looked like a crackhead. Yo, that's wow. Very much. Yeah, thank you. But that was okay. I don't look homeless for once. I'll post this, even though the joke was
right,
that I look homeless.
Jesus.
No, hold on. But you did this before. I posted one before. Hold on. You keep bringing
God.
No. You did this before, and I want to get to the cause. I want to know why you keep doing this. I posted one. My shirt was off, but I was half off, and my hair looked bad because I just got out of the shower, and I had a mustache. I looked like a meth head. You don't have to pull it up. I look like a... you know why you don't have to pull it up? Because I deleted it. Because you left a comment that said that, and
it was on Twitter.
And it made me feel, like, bad.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, why did you do that?
It was a joke. I knew you looked like a complete psycho. I was like, Brandon, just...
Yeah,
just
you said, like, just post a sexy photo and don't put a comment. But you, like... But, like, why?
Because
that was very passive-aggressive. You have to admit.
I thought it was a funny little jab.
But... You were saying something with that. You were saying that you didn't want me to have it up, and that you was like, I don't know. There was something else that I got like anger from the comment, and it made me feel bad, and I took it down because of it.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
It was a psycho photo with you with the shirt off. I was like, oh, just post the hot body pic.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, like, I don't know why it made me. I don't know. It just like it like irked me a little bit. I talked to somebody else about it, and it like irked me. I don't know why.
We talked about this on the podcast.
Did we talk about this on the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Oh, so I talked to you about it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm bringing it back up again. Then. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh man. But
I just think it's funny. Because
yeah, sure. I think this is what my thought was: is that you. Like, I don't think you like when I do that for some reason. Do you not like when I do that?
The one with your shirt off, it was a funny photo. You look like a psycho.
But that's not what you, the comment that you left.
Though. I know.
The comment that you left was like, well, just post a fucking sexy selfie and there's no need to make a joke about it. I made the joke about it. You were just pointing out the behavior.
It's because
I'm sorry this is turning into some weird tension field. It's not. Maybe the way my tone is making it seem like I'm really upset, but it's more just like, I'm actually really just curious.
It's because
why that's there. Why that, you know,
it's because it's a common thing on social media
to do that.
To post a sexy photo and the caption is like, believe in yourself.
Sure.
Caption is unrelated.
Yeah.
So since it's a common thing, I thought I would make a joke about that common thing. So that was the Twitter thing.
Yeah.
I didn't comment on this at all.
I've consciously not done that again because of that.
Jeez.
I have. Wow. It's the truth. I haven't done it because I'm like, oh, well, then Rye. And because I thought, okay, if Rye thinks that, then everybody must think that. And I'm not going to do that again.
Do you think you thought that?
No, I didn't think that at all. I did not think that at all. And then it made me like self-conscious because you just left that. And I was like, okay, I'm never going to do that again ever. Well, so
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't mean anything bad by it.
It's okay.
It's just a common thing.
Yeah. That's why I don't ever do that ever, is try to make myself like look good. But I was like, okay, I'll make myself look okay here and then I'll post it. And then even with that one, I was expecting you to say something. I genuinely was. It's okay. It's just like, just know that you've affected my life in a negative way.
Oh my God. Whoa. Well,
it's true.
Whoa.
Ding, ding.
Brandon, I am I'm genuinely sorry that I've done that.
It's okay.
Brandon,
I wanted to get that off my chest, I guess, because
No, I'm kidding. Because I brought up this new picture.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's all right.
Coming to the Octagon.
I won't.
Brandon Calvillo.
I just wanted it to be like, I just wanted to get that off my chest. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm sorry as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad we worked that out. Whoa. I mean, I don't know if we did or not, but I don't think we did. But
in Ryan's defense, I say the worst thing that comes to my mind to Luke every single time he posts something.
You think of the worst thing?
Every and time. Luke does that back at me.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. No,
but
no.
At the end of the day, we love each other.
Wow. That was pretty huge for Marlon to say that, and I will never forget this moment.
Marlon, you love Luke?
That's what he said. You all heard it. It was recorded.
I'm sorry, Rye. I do. It just made me feel, I was like, oh, well, that's kind of mean. I thought me and Rye were friends. And I know that that's what friends do, is make fun of each other, but it just made me feel like bad.
Well, that's not my intention, and I'm sorry that made you feel that way.
It's okay.
You got to be more heartless, bro.
I can't. I got a little bit of feeling in me still. I know it'll die soon.
Gotta get rid of that with drugs and alcohol.
It'll die soon.
Gotta get rid of that with drugs and alcohol.
Maybe I'm just insecure. I don't know. That's probably what it is. I was probably just insecure.
Yeah, it was kind of rude of me to say, but I didn't mean it to be hurtful. It to be rude.
But well, that was the joke of it. And I knew you were joking, but still, there was like something about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just made me go like, I don't feel good about that, but it's fine. I deleted it. It's gone. Forever.
Would you have reacted that way if like anyone said it?
No, it was because Rye said it and we're friends. That's why it made me feel bad.
Right.
So I've gotten comments like bad shit before that I've read, and I just don't even give a fuck. But it's the fact that somebody who's my friend said it.
Yeah, I saw Nicholas Megalis post a very complimentary. Did you see his response to your Instagram photo? It's like Brandon. Wait, for what?
Oh, for that photo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that made me feel like a little. I was like, okay. He was like, that was like, okay. It was sounding like he was hitting on me.
He was like, you must be a time traveler because your beauty.
Oh, I read that.
Did you read that?
Yeah. It was like a paragraph.
Yeah. I thought he was kind
of
kidding.
About how you found a hole in the back of your fridge and like just were transported to this timeline.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, that's a dope comment.
Yeah.
He was like, your beauty is timeless. Your voice is so attractive. Your hair is perfect.
He's trying to fuck.
I think he's trying to fuck. I read that and I actually thought he was joking. I thought that because it was too romantic for him not to be. But yeah.
I'm sorry, Brandon.
It's okay. It's all right.
I didn't mean it to affect you.
It's okay. And I don't want you to think you can't do that ever again. Like leave all right, the cool. Snormy comments. I don't want it to feel like, oh, like I'm this like sensitive fuck. It just that was something that's been on my mind. Well, it hasn't until you brought that up again.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I think you look good in that last picture, Brandon.
Oh well, thanks.
You do. You look great.
I'm gonna delete it now.
And I mostly wanted to talk about Nicholas's comment until you bombarded me with hatred. Sorry.
Sorry, I did.
Don't apologize for feelings, Brandon.
I bombarded you with feelings.
I plan on racing to Instagram after this. Just
commenting on everything Brandon does.
Well, I think that just about does. How far are we in, Ken? 51 minutes. I think we're good.
All right.
This was a chaotic episode.
Twists and turns. Ups and downs.
Check out Lab Rats July 13th on Zeus. Just Google Zeus. Is everyone feeling weird right now?
No, I don't feel weird. I'm just laughing because Marlon's laughing. Because I think Marlon feels really weird.
Do you?
Not weird. It's just, it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was like, whoa.
It got real.
Yeah, just like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you expect that?
It's good. But there'll be a link for people. So I feel like you should just say you'll put the link in the bio or something.
That's uploads tonight. We got to get that link.
Yeah, we'll get the link. Anyways, there'll be a specific link to get to Lab Rats, and we'll have it and we'll blast it out to everyone. It'll be before it comes out for sure. So
yeah, you got it.
It has to be.
I'll upload this at the last second, maybe tomorrow morning. Hopefully we can get that
link.
We
can get the link.
Got to get the link. Zeus, July 13th. The Lab Rats, starring Marlon Webb, Luke Flip, and Radoon.
Yeah. Are you guys excited?
Radoon.
You excited for it to be out and for people to see it?
I'm excited.
Yeah, of course. I hope Zeus works.
Yeah, I hope Zeus works. Hope people like it. I feel like it maybe could rub people the wrong way, some of the jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think it's, hopefully people know it's all for entertainment. We're not trying to be mean.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious as to how this will be received compared to the other things that are going to be on Zeus.
Mm-hmm. I think ours is the craziest, probably.
Probably.
There's a show where a guy cooks shirtless.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the whole show.
That sounds hazardous to me, and that sounds risky, so I'm kind of going to tune in just to see if any bacon grease splats up.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
I'm not trying to talk down on a show. I think that's a crazy premise. Shirtless, that's...
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Maybe, is it called cooking with fire, or is it like danger cooking? Scary cooking?
I'm only watching because it's hazardous, not because a guy's shirtless. I don't know if that's why you're looking at me.
I think that's why Marlon's looking at you.
But, yeah, no, it sounds like a crazy show.
I think it's weird that that's the one that you brought
up. He needs an apron or something. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Is that the title
I think
of
he needs
show?
To be clothed, to be honest. Mm-hmm. An apron. Anyways, Zeus, July 13th. Maybe we could delete
it. Let's edit that part out.
Is there going to be a season 2?
That's a daunting cue.
Depends on if our followers support us enough and download the app and
okay.
through our link.
Yeah. Well, you heard it here first, guys. You got to download this so that there can be more. Even though you haven't seen this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody listening, go download Zeus. Steal some money from your parents. Pay $4. And then you can get a season 2 of a show you have not seen yet.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a good plug.
We end this episode, we end every episode by saying, I'm sorry, Dad. So can we go around the room? I'll go last. Luke, you can go first.
This one feels a little heartfelt. I'm sorry, Dad.
I don't think I'm ready to say that. Brandon.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Brandon.
Oh.
Oh. I'm sorry, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
Oh.
Wow, Marlon, the wild card.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's not in it